This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I hope that not only you will study this prayer with me today, but sometime you will get alone today, and I really mean this, I'm not just saying it, it's not just conversation here, that you will get alone this afternoon, tonight, before you sleep, every one of you, privately, and get out the Bible and pray out loud Psalm 4. Why? Because it intellectually will be stimulating your thinking? No, because it can change your life. And it can be a life-changing moment. It can be a Kodak moment, to use that expression. Let's look right at verse 1. Answer me when I call to you, O my righteous God. A couple of things there. When he says, answer me, please don't think for a moment that David is acting like a parent does when you talk to one of your children. Answer me, I just asked you a question, son. Sweetheart, I just talked to you. You look at me. You answer me when I talk to you. That's not what he was doing. When he said, answer me, he said, God, hear me. Please answer me. Please hear my prayer. I think that's important. And you know what? God does hear. I love what Max Lucado wrote in his book, The Great House of God. You can talk to God because he listens. Your voice matters in heaven. He takes you seriously. When you enter his presence, he turns to you. I love that. He turns to you and hears your voice. No need to fear that you will be ignored. Even if you stammer or stumble, even if what you say impresses nobody, it impresses God and he listens. He listens to the painful plea of the elderly man or woman in the nursing home. He listens to the gruff confessions of a prison inmate. When the alcoholic or the drug addict begs for mercy, when the spouse seeks guidance at the deepest, darkest moment of his or her life, when the businessman steps off the street into the chapel, God listens intently and carefully. God hears your prayer. And so when you say that tonight, answer me when I call to you, O my righteous God, know that he does hear you. When he says, O my righteous God, this is important. David doesn't appeal to the Lord on his righteousness, but God's. That's interesting and that's significant. I'm not making fun of anybody. I really am not. So please don't think I'm being sarcastic, but I've had people over the years look me in the eye, serious as a heart attack, and here's what they say. God owes me. Really have. I mean, I can remember the moments. God owes me. And it's usually based on, I did this, I gave this, I did this for the Lord, and God owes me one. God doesn't owe you anything. He doesn't owe me anything. I owe him everything. And so do you. We owe God everything. We appeal to his righteousness. And not only do we appeal to his righteousness, he says, give me relief from my distress. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer. Everything comes out of his mercy. Remember that. Don't ever appeal to God's justice. Don't ever say, God, give me justice. Could be the worst prayer you ever made. The worst prayer you ever made. You say, God, give me your mercy. I don't want your justice. I need mercy. I need your grace and I need your forgiveness. I really think that's important. When he says, give me relief from my distress, I found out this. It literally has to do with feeling bound, restricted, tied up. Have you ever felt bound by a situation in your life?
Well, I think the answer to that question, that rhetorical question, is yes, we've all felt bound. We're going to talk about that tomorrow as we continue this brand new message, brand new series called 7 Prayers That Can Change Your Life. God bless you as you listen. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.